Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dennis Lang, a provincial pulse and soybean specialist with Manitoba Agriculture and editor of the Provincial Crop Report. Thanks for joining us, Dennis.
Yeah, great to be here again on this nice sunny day.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. What were the highlights across the province over the past week, and what are we seeing happening right now of significance?
Well, you know, seeding progress has moved forward. We're sitting right now at about 93% complete around the province. The areas in the northwest, they've had very slow progress as of late because of the excess rain they've had in those areas. So there's still some more planting to go up in that area here. And more recently, just since the crop report came out overnight, there's been some major weather events, in the Selkirk or Stonewall area, I guess I should say, with some, significant large amounts of rainfall, upwards of 10 inches. So that's changed things a little bit as far as crop conditions go, but we're still evaluating the situation yet, and it'll take a few days before the water goes down and we have any further comments on that. So,
overall, how does the moisture situation look across the province, including that area that was hit by those rains? What types of variability are we seeing, and how has that moisture level factored in?
Well, over the last week, we have seen some warmer temperatures, and that's really seen a crop progress over the last week or so. Right after the crop report came out last week, actually, we got some areas in the south got some bigger rains, that 2-inch rains, and those crops that have recovered. The drains are gone in those areas, but they're not doing too bad considering all things. Moisture has been variable all over the province this year. Some areas excessive, some areas just about right. Crop is progressing. With the heat that we've had, it's really helped things catch up a little bit, if you want to call it that. And I think for the most part, we're just going to have to evaluate how this season is going to go, because we're still early in the season. Lots of time left, but it's been a very interesting year so far.
Are we seeing anything in terms of insect or disease challenges, and where?
Insect and disease challenge, not so much at this point. We've had some isolated hail events that have gone on throughout the province. I've had a few calls from areas in the western side of the province, and in some instances, the hail was severe enough that it basically devastated a soybean field that I've gotten some photos on. And the peas, on the other hand, that did get hail, they tend to recover a lot better just based on their growth habits. So there's been a few isolated things there, but really insect-wise, we've been pretty good for the most part so far this year.
What are the expectations over the upcoming week?
Expectations are just to kind of, in the areas that got excessive rainfall, just to kind of evaluate, where growers are at as far as, what crop conditions are currently like. Again, the water is going to need to go down in some of these bigger areas. Other areas, rainfall was kind of, some areas got hit hard and other areas got nothing or next to nothing. So I think just overall, just some good warmer conditions will really help the crop to progress and hopefully no more big rain events.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think in a week or so, we'll have a better idea of what some of the, the stressed areas are going to look like. The crops will recover in some areas, but in other areas where there is standing water for more and a lot of standing water, we'll have to really evaluate those in a few days. A little too early to tell what's going to happen there. So,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dennis Lang, a provincial pulse and soybean specialist with Manitoba Agriculture and editor of the Provincial Crop Report. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.